Adelaide Crows got a very, very big game on the weekend, Wispy. Very big game.
Every game? Well, no, every...
Was there any danger of you speaking? That's how radio works.
I didn't know that that was a question. I thought that was a statement. Oh, well, I thought that was a statement that you're making this morning. That's what I thought you were doing this morning. And then...
Excellent start.
Then you paused and I thought, okay, well, he's got something really smart and interesting to say here. And then nothing was forthcoming. Nothing at all. Well, they play the Western Bulldogs, of course. That's what you're searching for. Exactly. That is a big game. Hey,
that's what I was getting at.
I know you were. I'll do somebody... There's a Sparky out there that's going to fix this problem that we've got in here. They're going to do it for a signed photo of you on the stretcher. Would you be able to produce something like that?
Get $1.50 piece of Perspex as well while you're at it, and you won't have a problem with it. Malcolm Blight, medalist Riley O'Brien, great friend of the program, has been good enough to join us this morning. G'day, Riles.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Ah, geez, we're good. It's been too long. We love talking to you. You getting ready for Ballarat? It's going to be beautiful down there for you and the Crows.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking forward to going to Ballarat. Matt Crouch's hometown. The weather looks a bit bleak, but I'm looking forward to getting on the bus and heading up there and hopefully... Not to have a win against a really good team, but yeah, we've got our work cut out for us, but looking forward to it.
Did you go to school in Ballarat, Riley?
No, I went to school in Melbourne at St. Kevin's, but I played a bit of sport up there against some Pats Ballarat.
Okay, well, you'll be able to tell the boys about the lay of the land there in Ballarat, how cold it gets, what you need to do to prepare yourself to play in that sort of, or those sorts of conditions?
Absolutely. Well, I played there previously a couple of years ago with the Crouch boys, and they get a bit of grief about Ballarat, but... we're looking forward to heading up there, and we know how cold it can get, so we're good to go.
Don't worry about the conditions. You're up against a big opponent. But how many long sleeve jumpers do you reckon there'll be when the Adelaide Crows run out there on the weekend?
Yeah, it's a good question, actually. We played in Tassie early in the year, and it was sort of frowned upon to wear the long sleeve, but a couple of guys, Paul Seedsman, he wears about 17 layers at all times, so he'll be wearing potentially two long sleeve jumpers, and then couple of other guys I'm sure will don them, but I'll stick it out with the short sleeves.
Don't you dare go the long sleeve. You're our man. We need you nicely oiled up with a couple of curls just before you get out there. And you got Timmy English. Yeah. You'll be able to push him around a bit.
He's a pretty good player, Timmy English. He's getting stronger and bigger, and I haven't really had a proper hit out against him because I played him last year, but he ended up playing more forward, and Josh Dunkley played in the ruck, so... hopefully we have a proper hit out against each other, and looking forward to that contest because he's a bloody good player with some unique challenges. So looking forward to having a hit out with him.
Hey Riley, how much time do you spend analysing the opposition ruckman and sitting down watching tape and looking at which leg they jump off, where they like to tap, that type of thing? Do you spend a lot of time on it during the week?
Yeah, a fair bit with the Doc Clarkson ruck coach. We do a fair bit early in the week, just before training, to sort of get my mind around what they do, especially in the centre bounce, but also around the ground, their habits they sort of do, and what the best way, I guess, of going about beating them. And we look at different opponents that have had success against them. So, especially centre bounce in terms of what the strategy is in there. Spent a fair bit of time watching.
I think it's sort of one of the things that probably we don't talk a lot about during the commentary even of games, how important it is in terms of the techniques used by the ruckman and changing and angles and that type of thing. And I mean, that's vitally important to be able to combat the opposition ruckman, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, especially you win the centre bounce. Tactics change completely based on who I'm coming up against in terms of a lighter body, a jumper. I'll try and get into their space and take away their space and cross the line and hit their body, whereas a bigger jumper I might hold and jump a bit more straight and try and straighten him up. So, we do a lot of work around that and what strategies, I guess, work in there. And then around the ground, there's definitely different ways of going about it too.
So if Dunkley was to go in the ruck, does that mean, in terms of the pre-game strategy, would it be, okay, that's the time that I have my spell as a ruckman, or do you plan it like that, or do you try and then take advantage of the fact that maybe they've got a smaller ruckman in there and you can actually get a cleaner hit?
Yeah, well, generally I only come off probably once or twice a game. I end up grinding out most of the game, but especially if I'm coming up against a guy who's pretty dominant, like a Nick Nat, I'll make sure I don't want to stay on the ground for the whole quarter and have him come off after two breaks feeling fresh and not being able to match that. So sometimes we do sort of match their breaks to make sure I'm not out of gas when, I guess, they come back on fresh, but... generally I only have one or two breaks and I get a bit of second ruck and the first ruck.
with Adelaide Crows ruckman Riley O'Brien. You've been watching the Olympics, Riles?
I have been. I've been absolutely loving it. So, been glued to the TV.
What's your favourite? Which one have you enjoyed the most?
I've been watching the swimming. I've got a mate from school, Alexander Graham, in the relays. So I've been enjoying that. And then I love Jess Fox in the kayak and canoe. It's actually a very entertaining sport to watch.
Yeah, we've all been enamoured by Jess. She's been just a highlight of a great, fantastic start to the season. Any athletes playing on the Adelaide Crows who maybe, had they chosen a different path, might have been able to get themselves involved in an Olympic team at some stage?
Good question. I'm trying to think of a few. Probably not, to be honest.
No, fair enough. What about if fishing was an Olympic sport, would you be in it? Because we've just seen a photo of you and out on Ned McHenry's boat. They look like a tuna to me. Is that what you've been catching?
Yeah, we over summer in Adelaide, down at Victor Harbour, we caught a fair few tuna. So went out and had some success there. So not sure I'd make the Olympic team. I'm a bit of a liability on the boat, a bit big, and my balance isn't great when it starts to get a bit rocky, so I nearly fall overboard. But not sure I'd make the Olympic team, but maybe Ned would. He's pretty switched on with his fishing.
Hey, Riley, settle this argument. Gary and I looked at the photo. I said that it looked like a skipjack tuna to me. He said no wisp. It's a yellow fin. What sort of tuna were they that you were catching?
I think they were yellowfin.
Okay. Yeah,
Or maybe they were bluefin. I'm not sure.
Right. Okay. Did you use live bait or were you using artificial lures?
We were using artificial lures, so we had a couple on the sort of the surface and then a couple a bit deeper. So and we were just trolling along and we got them pretty quick. We caught about 15 that day. Had to throw most of them back.
No, it's a nice catch. Plugs or large spoons were you using?
Not sure, to be honest.
I've always did you find a school of tuna? Did you?
We didn't. We normally look for the big bait balls and all the birds are above. Yep. But this time we sort of just trolled off the back and they came to us. So it worked out well.
Did you charge into the middle of the school or did you sort of try and just fish on the edge? I've always found, Gary, that I've caught the biggest tunas on the edge. The big tuna like to stay on the edge of the school, not right in the middle of the school.
Were you using a bullet head lure or what were you using?
Yeah, the bullet head and some squid.
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, Ned did most of the setting up and I just sort of pulled in the fish. I was just the muscle of the operation. So.
You sound to me like you just walk on and say, Ned, get your stuff ready and give it to me when it's in the water.
He's the brains and I'm the brawn. I just pull up the fish, get him on board and then just, gut them and then that's it.
When you're fishing with Ned McHenry, does he come around and clip you and start sledging you the whole time around?
He does a bit, actually, sometimes. I was a bit useless early days when I went out with him, so he was clipping me. First time I went out, I was trying to cast, and I was smacking the lure into the back of the boat and scratching the boat, so he wasn't happy with me. But he's not too bad.
How's the study going, too? Because we know you come from a family and I think families of doctors. Is the study going okay?
Yeah, the study's going really well. I've finished a medical science degree.
Yep.
And then I'm doing a couple of master's degrees at the moment. So doing a master's of public health and a master's of neuroscience. So ticking away on that.
So
good.
So post footy, what will you become?
I'm hoping to go into medicine and study full time for a few years and become a doctor. So
Gary, I know he's going to be.
What do you reckon he's going to be?
He comes from a family of doctors up there in Horsham. He's going to be a doctor, but I just wanted to know whether or not you're going to specialise in a particular field. That was all.
Yeah, no, I'm not too sure at this stage. I'm going to have to do a bit more stuff, but I've got a few interests. But I'm not 100% sure in terms of what specialisation I go to. But if I specialise in anything too complicated, I'll probably be 45 by the time I'm fully specialised. So we'll wait and see.
Can you specialise in ribs? Gary's got a buckled rib. I'd like to.
What would that be?
Yeah, no.
Any of your medical studies, have you come across a buckled rib yet? Because there is some doubt as to whether this is a medical condition at all.
Yeah, it sounds like a bit of carry-on to me. But not sure that's a real condition.
Hey. You haven't reached that in your study yet. That's towards the back end of your degree.
Yeah, next subject, yeah.
You played knick-knack a couple of weeks ago. Was there any banter? How'd all that go?
Oh, it was a little bit of banter. There's always a little bit of hype, I guess, leading into it. But oh, we weren't too bad. We got in a little tussle here and there, but end of the game, it was just a handshake and, you know, all pretty normal now. But we've had an interesting, I guess, couple of battles in that space. But
if you were the chairman of the All Australian Selection Committee, who would you have as the starting ruckman?
Oh, God, good question.
Three.
Another one. Three.
I think Nick Nutt, in terms of his actual ruck dominance, and then Maxi around the grounds has been amazing too. So I'd probably squeeze them both in, to be honest. But in terms of starting, God, it's a tough one.
Hey,
they're both different.
We got a sledge for you next time you play against Fremantle and you're up against Darcy. He was too tight to buy his old man a new tractor when he got the bag, when he got the new contract. So have a crack at him about that.
Done.
Hey, Rolls, good luck, mate. We loved having a chat with you. We got Trav Boak as our man in Port Adelaide and you're our man from the Adelaide Crows. We're going to watch. We'll watch with great interest down in Ballarat to see who goes out with the long sleeve and who's not. But finish the season strong. Six wins, I think, is a pass, I think, for the Crows. But I reckon another one or two in the back half would just top it off nicely.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're looking for a big upset this weekend. So we've had a couple, so one more in the belt would be fantastic. So looking for a strong end of the year.
Good on you, Riley. Great to talk to you again.
Thanks for joining us. Riley O'Brien there, who we love having a chat with. The Malcolm Blight medalist here for Tyre Power. Get a grip on tyre safety. Book your 5-minute tyre safety check at Tyre Power now. Hang on.
Don't go smoking here, mate, or I'll get you thrown out.
I've got a bit of... It's getting into the lungs. What have you been doing today? You've done nothing.
Neither of those were worthy of a good question.
Neither.
Your three weren't worthy of a good question. I've turned him upside down, inside out, just talking about tuna fishing, and you get the good questions.
How often have you fished for tuna?
Never.
I know I can be...
Once I went out fishing for
bull
tuna.
Dust.
Once.
I have caught a
off
nice
Fiji. Off Fiji,
tuna.
I went out there once.
Yeah, but did you catch one?
No, I was sick. I was just absolutely... I've never been so sick in all my life.
I'll spill up!